unyielding patriots, rallying cry for America's soul. Dive into the heart of conservative America with today's pulse-pounding roundup from Fox News Primetime. From the Ingram Angle to Jesse Waters Primetime and Sean Hannity, we bring you the unvarnished truth amidst political vendettas and a call to arms for patriots everywhere. Witness the front lines of ideological warfare as we dissect government overreach, unravel the migration crisis, and spotlight the heroes standing tall against the erosion of our values. Today's newsletter isn't just a digest, it's a battle cry for the soul of America, delivered with the razor-sharp insight and unwavering resolve that defines our time. Surfing the waves of political vendettas and conservative controversy. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts because we're diving headfirst into an ocean of conservative controversy, political vendettas, and patriotic fervor, only on the Ingraham Angle. This show is not your typical yawner on cable news. Oh no, it's a roller coaster ride of insights interspersed with liberal follies that will have you alternating between laughter and righteous indignation. In today's surf session of political analysis, Laura Ingram masterfully navigated the treacherous waters of government overreach with the agility of a seasoned surfer cutting through a monumental wave. Starting with the outrageous, the show spotlighted the plight of peaceful pro-life protesters in Iowa facing decade-long, long prison sentences, juxtaposed against the kid-glove treatment of pro-Hamas demonstrators blocking traffic in the nation's capital. The blatant double standards are enough to raise your blood pressure, but worry not. Ingraham's wit was a soothing balm, turning indignation into energized resolve. But folks, the highlight reel doesn't stop there. Rest your popcorn because Laura's take on the left's current pet project, Fundamentally Changing America, was as incisive as it was entertaining. You'd think turning academia, the media, and even the courts against conservatives was a script from a B-rated dystopian movie. But as Ingraham pointed out, it's the reality under the Biden administration. And with the kind of clarity that could cut through political obfuscation like a hot knife through butter, she laid bare the left strategy: reward your friends and punish your enemies. But fear not, patriots. Laura wasn't just painting a picture of doom and gloom. Drawing a line in the sand, she rallied the troops, calling for unity and action to protect the principles America holds dear. It was a clarion call that would make the Founding Fathers proud, delivered with all the charisma and persuasive power of a Revolutionary War hero. The segment featuring Vivek Ramaswamy, a warrior in the ideological battleground, added another layer of depth to the discourse, highlighting the current war for the soul of America. Drawing comparisons that bridged past and present, it was as if Thomas Paine himself was speaking through Vivek, urging Americans to wake from their slumber and defend the Republic. Amid the political skirmishes, a fascinating discussion unfolded on the migration crisis, a symptom of governance gone awry under President Biden. The show painted a vivid picture of a country at a crossroads, facing an influx that strains societal cohesion, all while the administration plays a shell game with the future of its citizens. In a moving finale, the spotlight turned to the courage of individuals like pro-surfer Bethany Hamilton, who, despite facing her challenges, stands tall against the erosion of common sense in sports. It was a reminder that heroism exists in many forms, from the battlefield to the waves, and in the steadfast defense of truth on platforms like the Ingram Angle. Last night's show wasn't just a rundown of current events. It was a masterclass in conservative thought, a battle cry for patriots and proof positive that, though the waves may crash around us, with clarity, conviction, and a bit of humor, we can and will navigate through these tempestuous times. Stay sharp, stay engaged, and above all, keep fighting the good fight. Gen Z's dazzling dance with destiny, a deep dive into Jesse Waters' Primetime. In a world craving sanity like it's the last slice of pizza at a frat house, leave it to Jesse Waters' Primetime to deliver the kind of soul-stirring, mind-bending political analysis that can only be described as the equivalent of riding a roller coaster blindfolded. With charisma that would have made the most iconic conservative radio hosts tip their hats, the show unwrapped the latest political conundrums with a blend of humor, flair, and downright blunt honesty that even a brick wall would find enlightening. dive headfirst into the murky waters of today's discourse, and one can't help but notice the turbulent tides facing our beloved nation. From illegal migrants serving double birds to the land of the free, to claimants of sanctuary cities living out a twisted rendition of Mi casa es tu casa, Waters pulls no punches. The audacity of foreign nationals assaulting the boys in blue, then flipping the proverbial bird as they strut away, embodies an era where respect is dwindling faster than my diet resolutions post-Thanksgiving. Waters masterfully navigates the apparent abandonment of American streets as boatloads of unchecked migrants crash onto our sandy shores. A visual reminiscent of a poorly organized surprise party where the guests end up taking over the house, leaving the host bewildered and broke. In an era where humane policies feel more like handwritten invitations to chaos, the show peels back the layers of political rhetoric, exposing a disturbing reality where those sworn to protect seem more like enablers of disorder. Turning the mic to the defenders of justice, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders joins the fray, offering a potent mixture of Southern charm and hard-hitting truth bombs. With a no, G.H. fentanyl seized in her state to remind us all that we're indeed playing in the big leagues. Sanders echoes a sentiment that could thaw the frozen heart of political indifference. The conversation not only sheds light on the glaring issues at the border, but also dances on the grave of what many see as an administration's love affair with disaster. In a turn of events that reads like a script from a late-night comedy skit, Waters plunges into the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion pool with a splash that would score a perfect 10 at the Olympics. From anti-racist tap dancing classes to Harvard's plagiarism scandals, the absurdity meter breaks as we're reminded that sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. Yet, amidst the madness, glimmers of hope shine through, as Waters highlights victories that serve as beacons of sanity in a sea of madness. But the pièce de résistance, the cherry on top of this sundae of wit and wisdom, comes in the form of a deep dive into the enigma that is Gen Z. Johnny's streetside interviews peel back the layers of this intriguing generation, uncovering a tapestry of thoughts and feelings that range from the deeply philosophical to the hilariously mundane. Whether it's the angst of political correctness or the indecision of 2024's looming election, Waters' world leaves no stone unturned, painting a portrait of a generation at the crossroads of history. In summary, Jesse Waters' prime time is not just a show. It's a lifeline in an ocean of political absurdity. With humor sharp enough to slice through the thickest of bureaucratic red tape and insights deep enough to challenge even the most ardent of thinkers, it stands as a testament to the power of engaging, thoughtful commentary, reminding us all that in the grand scheme of things, laughter might just be the best medicine for a world gone mad. When conservative commie meets late-night laughter, navigating the world of Hannity, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up and prepare for an exhilarating ride through the latest offerings from the vibrant and always compelling Hannity Show. In a world where news can be as dry as unbuttered toast, Hannity whips up a smorgasbord of topics with the zest of a five-star chef, making even the most jaded news consumer come back for seconds. First on the menu, the delectable absurdity of seeing the folks at The View once again taking aim at Senator Tim Scott. It appears their appetite for criticism knows no bounds as they scrutinize his every move with the tenacity of a hawk. One might ponder, when did giving one's opinion on a senator become the national sport? But fear not, Senator Scott, armed with his shield of integrity and the sword of conservative values, stands tall amidst the noise, a testament to resilience in the face of unwarranted hostility. But wait, there's more. We divert our attention to a recipe for chaos, courtesy of New York's bail reform debacle. Imagine, if you will, criminals freshly liberated from the cell, utches of the law, flipping off the very society they've wronged, sauntering into the sunset due to New York's disastrous no-bail laws. Picture the scene, miscreants making a mockery of justice, only to potentially abscond to the sunny shores of California, leaving New Yorkers to ponder the wisdom of their legislative choices. Is this the plot of a dystopian novel? No, dear listeners, this is the reality crafted by misguided policies. And dare we miss the main course? The border crisis. Yes, the issue that keeps on giving, like an unwanted fruitcake from a distant relative. As Hannity unveils, the Biden administration's approach to border security is akin to a colander attempting to hold water. The tales of illegal crossings, sanctuary state escapades, and the aiding and abetting of lawbreakers with taxpayer dollars paint a picture of a government policy that perhaps took a wrong turn at Albuquerque. However, fear not, for in the midst of chaos, heroes emerge. Governors from the great conservative bastions stand in solidarity, offering a helping hand to secure a future where law and order is not merely a suggestion, but a cornerstone. Their valiant efforts remind us that while the forces of ineptitude may be strong, the resolve of the righteous is stronger. To cap off our evening, let us not forget the international fiasco presented by a weakened stance on foreign policy. As adversaries encroach and allies question, the stage is set for a showdown where only the bold and the brave will emerge victorious. In closing, as we survey the smorgasbord of stories served up by Hannity, we're reminded of the enduring power of conservative principles. It's a world where humor and gravity tango in the limelight, and where the voice of reason, though often challenged, refuses to be silenced. As the curtain falls, we're left with the intoxicating blend of entertainment and enlightenment, eagerly anticipating the next episode in this saga of American resilience. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the world of Hannity, a beacon for conservative commentary wrapped in the irresistible allure of late-night laughter. Keep the torch burning. As we close today's chapter in our ongoing saga of truth and liberty, remember, the torch of freedom burns bright in the hands of the informed and the brave. Our shows today weren't merely broadcasts. They were clarion calls to action for every American who holds dear our founding principles. In the face of adversity, our spirit remains unbroken, fueled by the wisdom and tenacity of voices like Laura Ingraham, Jesse Waters, and Sean Hannity. Let their insights guide you, their passion inspire you, and their determination fortify you. Together, we navigate these tempestuous times, steadfast and united, ever vigilant in our quest to uphold the ideals that make America great. Stay informed, stay engaged, and above all, keep fighting the good fight. Until tomorrow, Patriots.